USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Thursday in New York. Former tabloid publisher David Pecker's testimony and cross-examination was expected to resume. It'll be his third day on the stand. In prior testimony, Pecker's told jurors stories about how he would help Trump by paying for rights to own negative stories about him and killing the stories during Trump's 2016 campaign for president. At the same time, a new indictment is filed against alleged fake electors for Donald Trump in Arizona.
Justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, in a video posted on X several weeks after the election, the 11 people got together and dubbed themselves to be the real Arizona electors. Former President Trump's immunity claims case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court for arguments on Thursday. Trump claims that he cannot face prosecution for anything done while in the Oval Office.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Trump's attorneys will argue before the court that the former president should not face criminal charges for alleged election interference. The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation now proceeds to the state Senate, where it is expected to be approved early next month. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer applauds lawmakers for coming together on tens of billions in new foreign aid spending this week.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill includes security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, the lion's share going to Ukraine to help it defend in its war against Russia's invasion. Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announcing new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced this week by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salaried employees to qualify for overtime. The department estimates that an additional 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule takes effect in January. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.